8:01 the time. Look where we find ourselves on a Monday morning. Mornings with Ed Show. Welcome to the program. Delighted to have you with us. In studio this morning, we find ourselves with Ben Warner, the founder and executive director of the Coast Film Festival, which is happening live at the Festival of Arts, November 10th through the 14th. Along with him, we have Enoch Harris, co-founder of the Coast Film Festival. A little fist bump and we get ready for the morning. The cool, swaggy hats that they brought me. And welcome, guys. How are you today?
Dude, we're awesome. Yeah, Ed, thank you for having us.
No. It is so cool to have you here in front of me. There's so much stuff I want to talk about. I swear, I'll get a thought in my head as I'm looking at the ocean and I go, oh, I know the two guys I need to talk about with this stuff. But let's go back so that the audience understands here. And we'll get into the history of the film festival and the movie and event highlights so far for 2021. But so I'm trying to put this together here. The two of you are just sitting around watching Gilligan's Island or something, and you turn to each other and say, hey, let's start the most important, entertaining, and informative film festival we can. How did we get here?
Do you want that one?
No, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, Ed, that's a great question. You know, Enoch and I both have a background in film and publishing and media and entertainment. And we've worked with some amazing filmmakers. We produce films ourselves. And here we are in Laguna Beach, right? Enoch was born here, grew up here. I've been here for 30 years. And we realized there was an opportunity to create an event that not only celebrated these incredible films and professional athletes and storytellers from around the world, but also the community was deserving of an event like this that essentially... It serves as a fire that draws people together that have a like-minded interest in getting outside and the spirit of the outdoors. And Laguna is a fountain of youth, right?
Right. It's almost a magnet for that attitude. It's almost a magnet for that type of lifestyle.
Yeah, it's also like me and Ben, kind of our backgrounds complement each other in a way that I really come from more of an ocean background. Right. Ben comes from a little bit more of an outdoor background. Right. And that's the whole antithesis of the Coast Film Festival, where land meets the sea. Right. So often outdoor celebrates their love solo and so does surf, but very, very few times do the two come together and celebrate. And that's where, you know, Coast Film Festival, where land meets the sea. Right. That's really kind of was our think on that. That was the kind of the light bulb that went on, and like, let's get the two worlds to really celebrate what we have together.
That's so cool. And how many submissions are you get? How many submissions did you get this year?
Wow. We've seen over 300 films curate about, I think our list is 65 or so films. And as we grow and become more part of the film festival scene, we're getting more submissions directly to us. So I'd say we got about, I think about 350 or so films this year.
Excellent. And it's, of course, I want to let the audience know it's taking place live at the Festival of Arts. It happens November 10th through the 14th. We'll tell you how to get tickets. We'll tell you how to score all of that, how to walk in the door, if you will. But something that, Ben, that you said struck me. You said there's a message of recreating responsibility and taking care of nature. And just because you're able to get outside and it feels good, you still have a certain level, you have to have a certain level of respect for nature. Do me a favor and talk about the footprint that we leave.
Wow, that's a great point. And for me personally, I've been an outdoor sports enthusiast my entire life, and in the media world was promoting getting outside for 30 years, but rarely was I ever taking that level of responsibility to essentially say, hey, if you're going to get outside, you need to take care of where you're, you know, laying your tracks, if you will. Last year during COVID, with the increased use of the beaches and the trails, particularly in this area, we saw a direct negative impact on the trails and the beaches, right? There was so much trash left behind. There was such an incredible, it lit our fire to help us realize that it's essential that we all take a certain level of responsibility to take care of what we love.
Right.
And do you want to amplify that? I mean, some of the athletes that we have coming down here, like Greg Long is talking today at the high school. He's a professional big wave surfer. He's traveled the world, and through his travels, he's seen the increase in pollution in the oceans, and he's essentially become an activist through his career. And now he's essentially using his platform to educate the next generation about the importance of that.
Yeah, it really is an underwriting theme of like, you know, protect, you know, enjoy, protect to enjoy,
right.
You know, and that's really what we're trying to, you know, turn that with, especially with the youth and their school programs with Flow at the high school, bringing speakers in to really like ignite these kids and like, you know, turn that light bulb on and go, wow, you know, not only do we live in a really amazing place, but, you know, we need to protect it. But we also need to take care of it.
Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then Ed, just to add to that, you know, we are not an environmental film festival. There are some like that out there. You know, we really are focused on creating a sense of inspiration and stoke,
right,
with an undercurrent of a sense of responsibility and taking care of nature. So it's, you know, ultimately getting people to come in and get inspired to learn from other people's experiences. And then walk away feeling compelled that, right, you know, if they love it that much, they might want to take care of it too.
Right. The way I set up this conversation was to make my last question a real downer, man. So I'm sorry you just said that. You're going to have to answer a downer question to close us out. Tell me the films that you're, I know they're all great,
yeah,
but the ones that really caught you, the ones that are catching you, the one that you can't wait to see.
Yeah, there's a few this year that we are so honored to be playing for everybody. The first one that's going to be on Friday night is Deer Rider, which is the life story of Jake Burton.
Right.
I mean, he created the sport of snowboarding. If you love snowboarding, you know, in the sport of snowboarding, we really owe that to him. So that's Friday night. So that's a not miss.
Okay.
And that's ganged up with two other incredible films, which, you know, Girls Can't, actually Alpinist is that night, which is an incredible story about a climbing, very similar to the Free Solo, right, kind of vein of movie. If you saw Free Solo, Alpinist is definitely in that same kind of genre of movie. And then on Saturday night, we have two great films back to back, which is Girls Can't Surf, which is the history of women's professional surfing and what they went through to create a sport for themselves, which
very
is so
cool,
aspirational for all the young girls in our town that surf.
Right.
And then after that is The Watermen, which is the life story of Duke Hanamoku, which is our, you know, patriarch figure in surfing.
Right.
I mean, there is no one greater. He really gave us the sport of surfing. It was his dream 100 years ago for surfing to be in the Olympics. And for that to get realized 100 years later, and actually we just had surfing Olympics, it's such a milestone. So we are actually the first mainland premiere of the film. So
Very cool.
Like I said, it is a true honor to be showing that film. So
cool.
We have two of the greatest figures in our sporting, in our, you know, outdoor sports that we love, and snowboarding and surf that we're showing at our film festival this year. So we couldn't be more excited about that.
Excellent. Did you have a Duke poster growing up?
Yeah. I mean, Duke has just always been that figure, you know.
Right.
He has been the symbol of aloha. He brought surfing to Australia. I mean, he really brought surfing to the world, you know. And with him and the Beach Boys, what they did, you know, in the early mid 1900s was just incredible. So
now,
really cool.
The girls and surfing movie. I'm fascinated by that because in your lifetime of surfing, do you see more and more girls out there? And was there a time where they were actually just getting bum rushed off a wave?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I had a sister that surfed growing up, so I watched her struggles, you know, and I watched what she did. She was part of that movement herself, which was really cool. And she took it all the way till she was a national champ and almost a professional surfer. But the gateway, you know, that was, you know, mid, you know, 80s. Like, the gateway wasn't very clear then. Like, she didn't have a path to go. I mean, she could have went and struggled, but she's all, I probably should take a different path and kind of be a struggling professional surfer.
Right.
But those women really paved the way. The women in the 80s that struggled to create it, to make it a sport. So it's a fascinating story, and it really is the story of the women who paved the way for the girls like we see today, and how many girls we see in the water here at Dahlia and,
right,
and Oak and Brooks, and it's so cool to see. So I'm really excited that we're actually celebrating women surfing in that way.
Right. Yeah. Just as you're speaking, the traffic has stopped in front of the studio. Crosswalk, girl crossing the crosswalk with a surfboard. Yeah. Excellent.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And Ben, when you come across these movies, does it inspire? Do you feel okay? Oh, I saw something there that inspired me and gave me a spark for something I want to do.
Absolutely. Right. Yes. I think that's a key driver to all of this and why we're here, is that for one, we love watching films and the art of storytelling. There's so many films coming out there, like just a freaking tidal wave of films, but rarely are those films the ones that connect and engage you and make you go, wow, or pull a tear out of your eye.
Right.
And those are the ones that we're looking for,
okay,
for sure.
So that's the title of my film. It's called Frickin' Tidal Wave. Story of a small town that gets hit by a tidal wave. Who's sponsoring this event?
Gosh, we have some great partners this year. Particularly Yeti has come on strong this year. They were with us last year, and we're really fired up for them. We have Vans, Hobie, Vizsla, White Claw, Fat Tire, The Ranch, who's an incredible partner, Fat Tire, Mammoth, Topo Chico, Viore, Troy Lee Designs, which is an awesome local partner. Yeah,
I stood next to the Troy Lee Designs people all day on Saturday. We did the sports swap at the high school. They're so cool, man. Yeah. That entire shop is just loaded with the coolest people in town.
They really are.
Oh, and Ed, just to emphasize, and we're doing our opening event on Wednesday night at the Hobie store, and we're showing The Birth of the Endless Summer, which is directed by a local filmmaker, Richard Yelland. And it's such a cool story. That's kind of the backstory of the famed movie The Endless Summer. Right. And Dick Metz is in it, and he's a main character. And it basically tells the story of Dick from the days where he used to hitchhike from the Sandpiper and go all the way to Tahiti, and it took him years to get there. And, you know, essentially an icon in the surf industry is going to be here in Laguna, who's from Laguna, at the Hobie store. That has unfortunately sold out. The good news is that we have a second showing of that film on Sunday night, which is themed The Legends of Laguna, which we're starting off early on Sunday from 2:30 all the way until 10 o'clock. We've just got a stack full of incredible films that we're really excited about.
Excellent. Do you ever run across someone who hasn't seen The Endless Summer and then it just blows your mind? It's like not having seen The Godfather. It's like the same thing, man. You didn't see Endless Summer? Are you kidding me?
And it's so cool to say, let's watch it again.
Right.
Right? Yeah. All these memories of where you saw it first, or maybe if you didn't, the stoke that comes from that.
Right. You can never see it too many times. All right. Well, here's the bummer question. And I know that it's about being outdoors. I know it's about enjoying and reveling in outdoors and outdoor water. But the thought occurred to me as we did a kelp cleanup a while back, and we were out on our kayaks and paddle boards cleaning out the kelp, and I'm pulling out all kinds of mylar, and I'm thinking to myself, well, you know what? As human beings, we're really crappy. We crap on the world, you know? Yeah. So we ravage the earth by polluting the air, land, and sea with all these poisonous toxins and stuff, and we treat it really essentially, like I just said, like a toilet. But we have an idea, at least where there's a framework for stopping it in some cases and reversing the process of environmental destruction. And against all of those odds, there's kind of a sense of hope, right? Mm-hmm. There's a hope that, you know, wind and wind energy, we can actually, you know, so there's a hope there. But when you think about the destruction of other species, when you think about, like, for instance, big game hunters and poachers and the mentality that it takes to cut shark fins and throw them back in, or slaughtering dolphins in the Japanese cove, I told you I'd get dark and I'm sorry about this, guys. Okay. But what we as a species are capable of inflicting on other living beings without the slightest remorse. Do you ever feel a sense of hopelessness? And will we ever, you know, is that something that you ever see us getting out of?
You know, I mean, that's what we're trying to do, is inspire people to keep hope. And that's why we love working with our NGOs. I mean, Surfrider Foundation is, you know, they're pivotal in protecting the ocean. They're definitely a partner of ours, along with POW. Protect Our Winners, and then Laguna Canyon Foundation. Like, those are our three main people that we collaborate with on this festival. And it's foundations like that are so crucial to, you know, taking care of our beaches, our lands, our mountains, you know, for generations to come. And it's, you know, I just did a beach cleanup on Saturday with Surfrider Foundation down in Aliso, and it was so cool to see the turnout. I mean, there was like 100 people. They were overwhelmed themselves. Right. You know, I think really the oil spill that happened recently has kind of really switched light bulb on to people around here of how fragile our ecosystem is here and how quickly it can be taken away from us. I mean, we just had a month where we weren't allowed to surf in front of our beaches. I mean, the most
pristine beaches in the world.
And as a surfer, that makes me so angry. I get angry, not just mad, angry, like that we have that happening right here. And There's no upswing for it. Like the disaster and, you know, catastrophic things that it can cause are so outweigh any financial gain that any oil company can make. So I think this last oil spill, I think, is really going to give Surfrider kind of some of that backing to, like, really stop it. You know, like we really, you know, need to stop what's going on there.
It's a collective effort. It's a collective effort.
And just to add, Ed, this year we've created something new, which is called the Storyteller Lounge, that is essentially workshops that we host during the day with people like Chad Nelson, who's the executive director of the Surf Rider, to hold the microphone in a casual environment, sitting on a couch where people can hang out and listen and ask questions.
Right.
And Chad is actually going to talk about the oil spill. Right. I think that's Saturday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And we have basically three workshops each afternoon, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So a total of nine? With speakers from around the country that are experts in their specific topics. So we're really excited about that.
So I got to tell you, the two of you are such bright lights of positivity, and I feel bad I had to down your, I brought in a downer like that, but I thought that there was no better two people to answer that question, and I appreciate that. Thank you so much. The Coast Film Festival happens live at the Festival of Arts, November 10th through the 14th. How do we look for it? How do we find tickets? Where do we go?
Gosh, online is the best place. Tickets can be purchased through our website, coastfilmfestival.com. You can also give us a follow on Instagram, where we're posting updates daily, and we hope to see you there.
Yeah, well, I hope to see you there as well, too, and I know I will. I can't tell the two of you how much I appreciate you being here this morning. Ben Warner, founder and executive director of the Coast Film Festival. Enoch Harris, co-founder. And dudes, thank you for the great work you do, both of you.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ed.
Thanks for being here.
Look forward to seeing everybody out there.
Look forward to seeing you. Thanks for being here this morning.
All right.